The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has expressed alarm over the arrest of hundreds of refugees from Indonesia as they tried to apply for political asylum in Malaysia. A spokesman for the United Nations High Commissioner says the agency was expecting up to 600 people to come to register as refugees at the agency's office in Kuala Lumpur. The people are from Indonesia's war-torn province of Aceh. Evan Ruth says, however, that Malaysian police set up roadblocks around the UNHCR office Tuesday morning and intercepted the asylum seekers. Mr. Ruth says the asylum seekers, including women and children, were being held at a local police station.
The Secretary General of the United Nations has expressed his concern about the situation in Aceh and the effect the conflict is having on civilians, and we believe that these civilian Acehese must be protected and should not be returned to Aceh.
He says, however, that Malaysia has not signed the UN Convention on Refugees and does not differentiate between refugees and illegal migrants. The UNHCR says it is alarmed by what it calls the Malaysian government's unprecedented action. The agency statement says Malaysia previously had tried to respect the needs of refugees fleeing war. Mr. Ruth says the UNHCR is trying to ensure that the detainees will not be repatriated.
We are also intervening through our headquarters in Geneva at very high levels of the Malaysian government to impress upon them the need to ensure that these people are not returned to Aceh.
In May, a peace accord between separatist rebels in Aceh and the Indonesian government collapsed and fighting resumed. Mr. Ruth says since then the number of Acehese seeking asylum in Malaysia has increased. Rebels have been fighting for independence in the resource-rich province since 1975. More than 12,000 people have died during the conflict, most of them civilians. At least 600 people have been killed since May. International human rights groups accuse the Indonesian military of committing many rights abuses. The military, however, says the rebels are committing the abuses. Nancy Amelia Collins for VOA News, Bangkok.